This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now, Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program, and there is a lot of stuff in here, including Matthew Tkachuk placed on IR with a groin injury. Of course, Tkachuk has missed 4 straight games since the Four Nations, so I'm sure the Florida Panthers love the Four Nations faceoff.
I got to tell you, all the hockey hardos that were all like just over the moon after the first USA-Canada game where there were, you know, 3 fights in 9 seconds. It's like, what a tournament. And, yeah. Oh, my, the NBA could never. And this is what makes hockey great and makes the NBA terrible. I'm thinking of TC. I mean, he was right about the tournament in general. But that level of commentary.
Yeah.
And now you have McAvoy out. You have is Brady Tkachuk back in the lineup? I thought he was out, too.
He's missed at least a game or two. I don't know if he's back now, but so he definitely missed some time.
I mean, the price some of these teams have to pay. And, yeah, and in the case... In a case of the Bruins, like, who really cares? They weren't going anywhere anyway.
Didn't
Florida,
matter.
Though, that matters.
That, sure
that big time matters. You know, Vegas has been dealt a blow because of this tournament. So,
that's
like,
right.
That's the other side of the coin. And that's why teams don't typically go all out in all-star games. That's why.
What's your favorite?
Grab bag.
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Jimmy Butler, who, of course, is with the Golden State Warriors. I think they're 7-1 in games that he doesn't poop himself. 0-1 in games in which he does.
I hadn't been Rich Keefe Stats and Info is still tracking that. Good. I had lost track of that.
I believe 7-1 nice. If he clean shorts, 0-1 if it's not. But that's not the story. It's not on the court with Jimmy Butler Jones. He has been sued for unpaid rent and damages to the property in South Beach that he had.
Oh, no.
I believe he's being sued for $260,000 in unpaid rent and $127,500 worth of damages.
So what does this mean? Like
it means he's getting sued.
Okay, but like, does this mean his place in Miami that he left, now he like just left it a crap hole? Or is this like Antonio Brown level, like people are, creditors and debtors are like seeking out Jimmy Butler? Like, what does that mean?
Here's the story. It says Jimmy Butler's been sued for allegedly failing to pay $260,000 in rent and leaving behind more than $127,000 in damages related to a luxury home that he leased in Miami Beach.
Okay, so he probably, when he went to Golden State, he probably was just like, whatever, I'm leaving this thing a crap hole and I'm not paying for it.
So in the suit, the plaintiff contends Butler failed to pay 2 months of rent at $130,000 per month for the property.
Nice, in this economy, that's a good,
that's
a good get.
Realtor.com says the contemporary style, 5,398-foot square foot home built in 2016 has 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms.
Huh.
The home was built on a canal, also has a pool. The website says it's about a $10 million home. So the lawsuit also alleges that Butler changed the locks and would not give a key to the property owner, keeping maintenance workers from entering the home
Butler is also alleged to have failed to maintain the swimming pool and air conditioning.
Oh, boy.
The latter leading to extensive mold that required the replacement of ceilings and floors
on
the property.
It legit sounds, again, not to compare this guy to the other guy, but this is Antonio Brown-esque is what it sounds like.
It does sound a little
that's
like
not
that.
That's not great at all.
Not a great guy to be compared to.
No.
No.
Grab bags.
Cowboys are set to franchise tag defensive tackle Osa Odigizuwa. Not even close. Big D tackle.
I think it was Odigizuwa, I thought is what it was.
I'm not
totally sure, to be honest.
Apologies. What if I told you you could be our Hoss of the Week?
No, I'm not yet.
Wait till he
gets tagged.
But they said they're going to franchise tag him or hopefully get a long-term deal done with him by tomorrow. But that's another guy. Okay. We brought him up earlier. There's a list of top free agents, and five of the top 10 guys are either going to get franchised by their team or maybe just immediately re-signed. So the list is way worse than it even looks.
So this would be my takeaway with that news as well, because that feels like a poor decision to franchise a player. I don't pretend to know a lot about him. That one was not on my bingo card.
Come on.
But the idea that a lot of these players that were going to be top of the market free agents are getting snapped up and staying with their own teams should be scary for the Patriots. I just started going through Phil Perry, his latest NBC Sports boss. He's got a lot of combine buzz in there.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to one AFC general manager. He says the Patriots have money to spend, but who's out there for them to spend it on? And that would be the takeaway with tags and signings like this. You've been hit by
a smooth grab bag.
Darius Slay released by the Philadelphia Eagles. Think Slay's got something left in the tank?
No. Okay. I mean, look, I haven't loved him as a player for a few years now, but I mean, he was out there in the Super Bowl a year ago. He got passed by some of the younger players on Philadelphia.
Didn't they also release him last year and then immediately sign him again?
Yeah, maybe. There might be something to that. Yeah. That might be true. So it's probably more about his cap number than his ability to play. I mean, should the Patriots have any interest there? Number two corner across from Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I mean,
at this point, I'd have interest in just about everybody.
I don't know. I really don't know what he has left in the tank. But if you're telling me it's something, you could throw some money at him. I'd be skeptical. There's a lot there, though.
Grab bag.
The Twitch chat's on this one, too. Jimmy Johnson retiring from Fox. He had a very cryptic thing at the end of the season where you're like, what is he doing? Is he retiring right now?
Yeah, they were AI reliving his career from like his playing days at Arkansas
through
like all of his coaching at Miami. And he was all teary-eyed on set. And so you knew something had to be up. But okay, Jimmy Johnson's out at Fox.
Mm.
I love that. I still think that's the best pregame show in the NFL.
I've always liked Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
And I hated the Cowboys, but I always liked Jimmy Johnson.
Bradshaw has aged significantly.
True.
And so maybe that shows a need for...
He's like the Lee Corso of the Fox set.
He's not quite there yet, but he's not far. That show's been in need of a facelift, but like I wonder who they're going to replace him with. More Gronk?
Sean McVay.
Maybe. Like, more Gronk doesn't seem like the answer to me.
I would do less Gronk.
Yeah.
If you could.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877.
Grab bag.
Paul Skeens, who we mentioned earlier, he's the favorite to have the most strikeouts this year. Well, I think we know the reason why. This weekend he made his spring debut. He added two pitches.
He's got
a cutter and a two-seamer, which he didn't have before.
Nice.
What do you think of that? You in on that?
I'm definitely in on that.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is considering reinstating Pete Rose,
which is
great. Just in time, because he's definitely not dead.
This is out. You see Trump over the weekend? You see his line?
Yeah, he's going to pardon him? What's he going to do?
Trump is going to pardon him, which gets into much more sketchy territory, given some of the things Pete Rose has been accused of.
Bad guy.
Yeah, not
bad guy. And I don't even care about the gambling.
Not a great guy. Probably should be in the Hall of Fame, in my estimation.
Hit king?
Yeah.
You get the hit king in?
I would have the guy with the most hits in the history of the sport in the Hall of Fame. That's just me.
I'm a small hall guy.
The line. Say what you want about the guy, but this is hilarious. Baseball, which is dying all over the place, should get off its fat, lazy ass and elect Pete Rose into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Was that really? That was the quote?
That was Truth Social.
Oh, that was on Social. You're on there, I know.
Yeah. big Truth Social guy. get off their fat, lazy ass, because baseball is dying everywhere. Get him in the Hall of Fame, and he's going to pardon him on top of it.
Okay, yeah, I guess hard to argue with.
Lieutenant Dan was always getting these funny feelings about a rock or a trail or the road, so he'd tell us to get down, shut up.
Get down!
Grab bag.
So we did.
A lot more where that came from.
That's not one of the more quotable lines in the movie.
Every line of dialogue has been submitted to
it
us.
It actually might be enough for its own region in the bracket.
Oh, easily. We have to play in
games. If we were going to do it, right, so we have Bregman nicknames, that would be one idea, and then we would also have just Forrest Gump grab bag stingers.
Some years later, that nice young man from England was on his way home to see his little boy and was signing some autographs for no particular reason at all.
Grab bag.
Didn't Elliot Wolf quote that yesterday at the combine?
I pretty much nailed it, yeah.
Ma'am. What'd they do with Lieutenant?
Grab bag.
I don't know. I got a lot of them sent in.
That one's more recognizable. I would say that's a more recognizable line, yeah.
It's March, Jones. That means we should talk some college basketball. St. John's, led by the one and only Rick Pitino, has won the Big East regular season title for the first time since Chris Mullin was on the team in 1985.
Wow.
How about that?
I mean, look, speaking of say what you want about the guy, Pitino, dirtbag of a guy. Yeah. Celtics fans don't like him.
Right.
The guy can coach college hoops. I mean, there's he has St. John's. I know the Big East isn't what it used to be in the mid-'80s.
Right.
But he's got St. John's out of nowhere winning the Big East. Guy can coach.
Pretty good.
You best start believing in grab bag. You're in one.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Is that Barbosa, I think?
Yeah.
It sounded it.
Yeah, Captain Barbosa. Must have been, yeah.
Sounded like Captain Barbosa. Yeah. So. Oh, I'm really excited. New TV show or a return of a TV show. Daredevil. After years and years and years. This is one of my favorite shows
Netflix. This is on your list of the 10 shows to watch coming up.
Tomorrow. Now. It is available tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. I think it's a 2-episode premiere. It's called Daredevil Born Again. It's essentially season 4 of Daredevil, which is one of the great shows. Even if you're like out on comic book stuff, you're like, it's too much of it. That's fine. This show is different. Very, very violent. I can't wait for this. So I'm all over the show when it does come out.
Just give me all the
grab bag
you have. Wait. I worry what you just heard was give me a lot of
grab bag.
What I said was give me all the
grab bag
you have.
All right, top NBA performer from last night. We have a bunch of games in the mix. It's some really nice performances. Jones, how about Anthony Edwards? 44 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Jalen Williams, 41, 6, and 7. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31, 4, and 8. Denny Avija? Adia.
I think it's Avija.
I think it's Adia.
Okay.
His friends call him Turbo.
Nice.
For real.
Nice.
For real nickname. 30, 12, and 10.
Wow.
For the Portland Trailblazer. And Ty Jerome, one for 25, 5, and 6.
Put me down for Ant. They won. Yeah. It's a good game. It was him or Jalen Williams would be my choices, but I'll go with Anthony Edwards.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Should have gone back to the random combine guy of the day. We did one of those last week. It was a good idea. Didn't get it till late.
Right.
And, that was a lot of fun, but we're right back to baseball.
Could have done one more, but we're not going to. You're saying this is baseball.
This is baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, combine rolls on, right? Could have done that today.
It wrapped up.
I got ourselves a ball player here today, though. He'd play you some second, he'd play you some third, and he'd play you some short.
Oh.
So kind of a jack of all infield trades, as it were. He played for several teams over his 13-year career. The White Sox, the Braves, the Royals, the Brewers, the Devil Rays, the Red Sox, and the Indians.
There's a lot of talk about Tony Graffinino. Is it Tony Graffinino?
He got it!
Wow! How did you know that?
That's one that's been discussed before. First of all, we brought him up. God. We brought up the name before.
We did?
I don't think we've ever had Tony Graffinino.
No, that's a first time.
It's tough for names, guests, and actual answers.
I heard.
Okay. It feels like we got.
But I heard White Sox and Royals. Right. I couldn't. Once you said Red Sox, I'm like, I'm not sure he played there. But let me toss
Graffinino.
That out. There. Tony Graffinino. How did he do when he was here? I don't recall him here. Must have been late in his career.
He hit 319.
Wow.
Yeah, 51 games in 05. Hit 319. Sock four dingers. Zero time all-star.
He was here in 05?
Yeah.
That's like back when people still cared about the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. I cared about Tony Graffinino.
I do not really remember that. Okay. Interesting.
That was the team that lost to the White Sox, right?
Correct.
In the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah. He chose wrong.
He did. Anyway, congrats to Tony Graffinino.
Oh.
Taking home that prize.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Did he wear number 44? Does it coincide with Billy's 44th birthday?
He wore a lot of numbers, but 44 14, was not
11,
one of them.
26, yeah. 47, 17, 14, yeah. Okay.
How much money did Tony Graffinino make before taxes in his major league career?
Couldn't have been much.
No, it wasn't.
10.
I mean, huh?
10?
Nailed it.
Really?
Yeah, 10 million
Look
bucks.
Look at me and my Tony Graffinino knowledge.
$10 million.
How about that?
Over $1,200,000,000
Nope.
$1,200,000,000
Less. Way less.
That is not accurate whatsoever.
He was signed as a free agent by the Red Sox. Then he was traded by the Royals to the Brewers for Jorge De La Rosa. Small world, huh?
Yeah, good trade. In your face, Twitch chat and text line. I got that one pretty quick. I know we've talked about him before. He's never been a... Well, you never know with these things, but I don't think he'd ever been a random baseball player.
I don't think so.
In the grab bag. Yeah. But no, he's
I was looking for a fellow birthday boy like our guy Lanny, but I couldn't find like a good one that was that celebrates.
Oh, you were looking for
today.
Someone with the birthday.
Yeah, he does not, like Jason Tatum does. I was looking for somebody, but there was nobody good that was a birthday boy.
Who's your favorite 44, Billy? You've heard a lot of those submissions today. Who's your favorite 44 in honor of your 44th birthday?
Hank Aaron's the easiest one.
Yeah, good one.
Hammer
and Hank. You knew Jason Bay right away. That was one you were like, ready to go with Jason
Bay.
Oh, right, because you replaced Manny.
Correct.
Yep. That's tough.
That's why Billy's
corrected all person. Replaced all personality with no personality.
Yeah, no, that's
zero.
Accurate.
Jason Bay looked like an iRobot.
Yeah, you bring in a Canadian, you're in trouble.
He also had a home
Unless
run
they're
derby.
Doing an anthem. They don't really do much.
Remember, he had zero home runs in a home run derby once.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Jason, hit him over the fence.
So there you go. That's, number one, Billy Lanny's 44th. You can send along all your birthday wishes.
Please
617-779-7937. And random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can still vote. Four topics up now at Jones and Keefe in our Arch Madness bracket. We will announce the winner tomorrow, and then we'll start the bracket on Wednesday. Vote at Jones and Keefe. And you can stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what Hart and Fitzy have coming up, plus our clip du jour next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we began our mock draft Mondays, as we are going to be doing those up and through the draft. The NFL draft begins 52 days, 5 hours, 10 minutes, and 53 seconds from right now. And we thought we
50
would,
seconds, 49, yeah, yeah. 48 seconds.
Thought we would kick things off with our in-house draft expert, Chris Scheim. You can hear him on the mornings, and you can see his entire mock draft on WEEI.com. And he had the Patriots making a trade out from four down to seven. So here's some of Chris Scheim's appearance on with us earlier today.
And then the Patriots move down to seven and take T-Mac, Tet McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona. Why the move there, Scheim, to trade back and take McMillan at seven?
So I think in this world, right, I think that moving down and allowing another team to come up for the quarterback is the right move. The guy they want is either going to be an offensive lineman or T-Mac at this point. If both Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter are off the board, that's the direction you kind of have to go. Those are your two biggest needs. They're also probably two of the better players on the board. But in this case, I think they need to draft for need. And Tet McMillan gives you that. He gives you that big, strong X receiver. He's got tremendous hands. He will pluck it from anywhere. And I think he's faster than people give him credit for. I'm kind of bummed you didn't get to see him run his 40 at the combine, but we will get to see it at his pro day. And if he's anywhere in the four fives or below, he's golden. Like, that's it.
Tet McMillan, neither you nor I would be happy with that.
Not crazy about it.
No, I don't love him overall. Seven does seem kind of high. I know he's being projected as, depending on how people view Travis Hunter, one of the three best receivers coming out of the draft. But I just, as much as I love receivers, I want one of these established guys.
How do you feel about Scheim's idea of a trade down in general? You'd move from four to seven. You'd pick up an extra fourth this year and a future second.
I actually don't hate that. So my priority is Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. If they're both off the board, I want to try to trade that pick for someone like Myles Garrett. And if I can't do that, I think I would move down best toss available. Scheim seems to think there could be three left tackles that start right off the rip. So if you get one of those guys and extra picks, I'd be pretty satisfied with that. If they stay on the board and try to take one of those guys or take Mason Graham or take Tet McMillan, I'd be... That would maybe be the worst case scenario for me.
Yeah, and the way it sets up in Scheim's mock draft, and you can check that out, weei.com, mock draft 2.0 from Chris Scheim, our first mock draft Monday.
Great stuff.
Of many leading up to the draft. But it is kind of a nightmare scenario for the Patriots. It's Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter both off the board. You can trade back because a team like the Jets, in his scenario, are moving up to go get Shedeur Sanders, but a lot of guys you see mocked to the Patriots, like I'd say at least entering the combine, the two names you saw most at four were Will Campbell or Mason Graham. They both had bad combines.
Yeah.
They both measured poorly. Graham's was more of a weigh-in, under 300 pounds, and Will Campbell had the short arms and the short wingspan, and like those are guys they had been linked to quite a bit. It underscores the same thing we were talking about before. Yeah, you have the fourth pick. Who's going to be there when you draft at four? Yeah, you have a ton of cap space.
Yeah.
Who are you going to spend it on?
So I'm still really hopeful that two quarterbacks will be gone in the top three. You know, one of the reasons why Scheim was saying that he has the Giants taking Travis Hunter at three is because of the rumors of Aaron Rodgers to the Giants or like a veteran quarterback to the Giants.
And they were heavily linked to Stafford before Stafford went back to the Rams.
So, I mean, do you keep Brian Daboll, and which is a little bit of a surprise, and then, all right, you're going to grab one of these old quarterbacks, and then what? Like, where are the Giants? Aren't the Giants really far away? I feel like they'd be better off getting him his next project that's somebody better than Daniel Jones and try to work with that guy like a Shedeur Sanders or a Cam Ward. Because if that happens, then I'd be thrilled. And we've talked about this a lot. If you get Hunter or Carter, you're in good shape. I just feel like the closer we get to the draft, got a month and a half to go, who knows? It could be quarterbacks 1, 2, and three, for God's sakes. Like, somebody could go flying up the board. Like, that happens every year.
I still have a hard time seeing Tennessee passing on a quarterback.
Yeah.
If they're there,
yeah,
meaning Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, and they even halfway like them, I have a hard time seeing Tennessee.
But also, couldn't like the Raiders or the Jets try to trade up with one of those teams? So
absolutely,
the three teams ahead of the Patriots all need a quarterback, but there's also teams below the Patriots that would want to leapfrog up there and block somebody else.
Time now for the crossover. WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're looking for great value for lunch, you can visit the Nines for their new daytime deals menu, available Monday through Saturday until 5 p.m. You can try the Vermont Cheddar Chicken Sandwich, flatbread combos, and six new hearty sandwiches. You gotta love the Nines. What's coming up on the show today, Andy?
Recapping sneaky big weekend in sports.
Huge.
A lot going on.
Elimination Chamber.
John Cena.
Yeah.
Heel.
Very interesting.
Yep.
Very, very interesting. We'll actually use that as a jumping off point.
Hell yeah.
Talk about what, because that obviously shocking heel turn.
Uh-huh.
No one really saw it coming. Career as a good guy. Who would be the most shocking heel turns in professional sports? Scandalous type things. You know who I think?
Oh, jeez.
We had one recently.
I think Tiger? You mean like that level of
like
heel
Tiger,
turn?
Like Tiger, that type of person that you found out, drugs, women, something.
Wait, you're going to just sit here and predict who could
have... No, we're saying guys we would never expect it to happen to.
Oh.
So give me one. Right off top of your head.
I just had one. Who was the... Tatum.
Okay.
Tatum, I think, is a squeaky clean...
I don't know about
that. We brought that up last week, like of all the guys, and I even prefaced it by saying we don't really know anybody.
True.
But like of all the people that if you saw like a scandalous headline about, I think Tatum would surprise me the most.
That would be surprising.
Like we had one recently, I feel like Justin Tucker, like he was an opera singer, he's a great kicker, and you're like, wait, he was doing the same thing Watson was? Because Watson was also...
Watson was a man of the year candidate
until he became the biggest sleazeball in all of sports.
Yeah.
So sort of those guys that would just
OJ Simpson.
Stun you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Marchand, so, quite a heel turn on Keith.
He did a heel turn on me.
Yes.
Like I was, that might still
but
be
that
face.
Doesn't surprise me either.
That might be still a face. It
surprised me.
If Marchand was a wrestler, he would be heel face, back and forth like 10 times.
That's sure.
So we'll have that during the show. We'll obviously recap. That Friday night game for the Celtics was as enjoyable a loss as you'll ever see. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not great, but a lot of fun. I mean, when you blow a
hot start
25-3 lead, it's interesting. I was sitting there having a few beers with my son and his friends, and
nice.
I'm like, I
son
guarantee
slamming beers now.
No,
already?
Me, I was having the beers.
I see.
And I was like, this game's
son
gonna
and
be
his friend.
This game's gonna be tied at some point. I should have gone into my app.
Oh, you
should have the Cavs.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have. Oh,
probably
what were the live
had,
odds then.
That's
at that
what
point,
I mean. I would have done really well, but I had already hit on JB first basket, so I was already like fat and happy.
Oh yeah,
sit that out.
Once you went on those,
great.
You don't want to chase
it. No, I feel like I should have kept going. I had a hot hand. Heat check. Take the Cavs. So we'll get into that. Combine. Obviously, we'll get into the Doug Kide, Andrew Callahan. Great story.
Yep.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
We love that kind of story with information, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that were Gerard Mayo, wouldn't we say, like, loose lips sink ships? Why does the Herald know the entire Patriots offseason plan? Like, we eat it up. Why is there so much information out there? So we'll delve into that as well as those details.
All right.
Which I thought most shocking was Mayo's never going to coach again. You're giving up after that?
He's done.
You a quitter?
Guy's done. Yeah.
Listen, he gets what's going on.
I mean, you weren't ready, but you're still 39 years old. Go to college. Go to a position. Work your way back up.
But you got to
going back
really
to
work
Optum
your way
whatever.
Up. No, but like he wouldn't get a head coaching job anywhere. He wouldn't get a coordinator job anywhere.
Oh, I think he could get a coordinator job.
Oh, you do?
That's what happened to Raheem Morris, I believe. Raheem Morris skipped coordinator, was a terrible coach with the Bucks, then got coordinator. Then when he goes to the Rams, everybody's like, this guy's the greatest coach in the world. Right. Now he's a head coach again. Or go to college. I wouldn't call Bill. I
don't think Bill's
else.
Answering that phone.
No.
But
call Brett
Bielema. Go to Duke.
Brett Bielema,
go
Illinois.
Duke.
Oh, go to Duke.
Big rival.
Love it.
Oh, I see what you're doing over there. Yeah, nice.
We just went back wrestling again.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, so a variety of topics on WEEI Afternoons.
Yep.
You can dial them up. 617-779-7937. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Some results from the Jones and Keefe bracket. We'll also get to Tommy Tuesday, a Tier Tuesday, Kiefer Madness as well. We'll talk to you then on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.